Is Harry Potter the boy who lived up to your expectations? Find out this week in B-Sides the Point's theatrical review of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. The Harry Potter films have always been a mixed bag from the very beginning, mostly because they had trouble finding their voice as a franchise. Kiddie choices and hokey direction got in the way of really taking advantage of the source material, and a sudden change in making things darker and more mature seemed to confuse moviegoers even more. So the films have attempted to find balance between their tone and their subject matter ever since. What we get is both fans and moviegoers are films that have their good moments, some of which even do the books proud, but mostly, they are simply films that try to play catch-up to the books that inspired them, never quite reaching the same kind of fulfillment for audiences that the books did for their readers. Can that be said about the final Harry Potter? It is, after all, the finale to the biggest fantasy franchise of our time, what some are calling the Star Wars of this generation. So does it fit that same mold as just being shy of what it is aiming for, or breaks it, and makes itself to be the best film of them all, and a great high note for the series to go out on? How about both? The controversy to split the Deathly Hallows into two movies is still raging, and each has their own good reasons why they think it should or shouldn't have been done. And while Part 1 seems to be a film that doesn't fit the structure of the others, and doesn't even seem to have a proper resolution, it is for that reason Part 2 succeeds so well. Both have allowed Yates, the director of the last four films, to really let go as a director and go nuts with his ideas, which he does in some seriously dark and inventive ways. But whereas Part 1 seemed to be almost experimental in nature, dabbling in things the series had never done before, Part 2 brings it back to Hogwarts, refines what it learned, and delivers one of the most satisfying finales in years as a result. So as a film that ends a series, yes, it is quite the success. The fulfillment, the satisfaction, is there in ways that have never been present in a Harry Potter film before, which up until now have practiced a kind of directorial restraint that hurt more than it helped. Here, however, it makes the ending all that much more fun. And as a film all on its own, it is truly daring and emotional. Nearly a masterpiece in delivering both escapist and substantial thrills. David Yates should have quite a career ahead of him now, along with the rest of the cast. That is, however, the true success of this film. Not to say the cast is the only good thing about it, but in the time that it has taken for them to grow from awkward 10-year-olds into the young men and women they are today, they have become those characters. It may sound cliche, but it's true. The fans of this series have literally been able to grow up with these characters in these books, and again in these movies. No film adaptation or franchise can make that same boast. Harry Potter has become part of this generation in ways that Star Wars and Lord of the Rings never could, as they were never able to become adults with their fans. So to see Harry, Ron, and Hermione at the end of this long journey is more than bittersweet. It's just plain sad. They will forever be part of this generation's childhood, and no doubt they will carry on into the next. But for now, the fact that they are leaving theaters at all is mournful indeed. Granted, Part 2 isn't perfect. It comes near, maybe, which is an odd thing to hear about a Harry Potter movie, but it does have some glaring mistakes and changes that some fans are sure to scream over. But again, I have to say, of all 8 films, that's hard to believe, 8 films, The Deathly Hallows Part 2 is the most satisfying watch of any of them. It has action, suspense, spectacle, 3D, and more convincing drama and pathos than any of us would think to give them credit for. I don't know how well it will translate for people who haven't watched the films or followed the storyline, but I find it hard to believe there aren't entire families that haven't been hooked on it from the beginning. They should have a magical time together seeing their heroes off one last time. The scenes involving Snape are enough reason to buy a movie ticket, by the way. If that doesn't sell you, the teaser trailer for The Dark Knight Rises might. Watch either one of them and tell me you don't get emotional. But that's besides the point.